than faith in of itself. And I want to, I've said this before, but faith is expressed in three senses. There is the subjective sense, in which we profess that we believe and have faith. There is the objective sense, which indicates that there is something to believe. And the practical sense that says, based on my belief, there is something that I must do. For faith to be faith, one must have something to believe. And based upon that something that one believes in, it moves that individual to possess that belief in him or herself. And then based upon what I have heard or the something that I believe, then once I have put that into my mind, I now move based upon that belief. In other words, there's something I'm going to do because of that faith. And I want to introduce to you our first unshakable. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, there was a woman who had an issue of blood for some 12 long years. And I'm going to be reading from the New American Standard Version. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. Had endured much at the hands of physicians, many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. After hearing about Jesus, not that she heard his name, but she, after hearing about what he had done, after hearing that, the Bible says she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. Watch verse 28 says, for she thought, if I just touch his garment, I shall get well. She heard about Jesus. And what that conjured up in her was a subjective faith that says, I am going to do something about what I've heard about this man. And she went behind him and touched the hem of his garment. What she heard impacted what she thought. And what she thought impacted what she did. Faith is designed to impact the whole man. And when Jesus felt the touch of that woman, he stopped his processional to see who it was that touched him. And after that woman revealed herself to Jesus, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Here is a woman who has an unshakable, unwavering, unmovable, unflinching faith that after she heard about Jesus, she navigated the streets of her city to discover his whereabouts. Pushed her way through the thronging crowd and probably crawled on her hands and knees just to touch his garment. She is an example of what it means to be one of the
unshakables. Abraham is another unshakable. For Abraham demonstrates an unmovable faith. He was called by God to go to a land that he didn't know where he was going. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "Now the Lord said," and that's the key, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house to the land which I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. What are you doing, Abraham? I am moving by faith because I received a word from the Lord. And based upon the word that came from God, Abraham got Lot, Sarah, everything that they had, and they began to move to the land of Canaan. Brother Gibbs beautifully pointed out this morning that Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. And it was reckoned, counted to him as righteousness. How do you know that Abraham believed God? Because when God said, go, Abraham went. What he heard impacted his thinking, and his thinking impacted his doing, and he moved. And I'm saying to us, we're going to have unshakable faith, we got to make sure what we heard impacts what we think. And what we think impacts what we do. And the last group is an interesting group, because it's more than just one person. On the first Pentecost after the resurrection, we encounter 3,000 unshakables. Oh, this is more than Elliot. What's his name? I just said Elliot Ness Band. See, because I like it. Now they only had 9, but. To be an unshakable when it comes, 9 untouchables, but there are many unshakables. And at least 3,000 we encounter on the day of Pentecost. Peter, standing there, began to preach the first gospel sermon. In Acts 2 and verse 22, he said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, man proved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of," and I want you to see now, he said, "I want you to hear these words." He says, "Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken him and by wicked hands having crucified and slain, whom God raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Now, you just look at the sermon here that he is telling them to hear. For David speaking concerning him, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face. He is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rejoice in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Now, oh, he kept on preaching there. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you about the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried. His sepulcher is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit at his right hand. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection. He kept on telling him that this Jesus God has exalted, having giving him the Holy Ghost, and this is the example, or this is the realization of his gift. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he himself, the Lord, said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked. Where? In their heart. It radiated in their, ruminated in their thinking. They heard their thoughts and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you, to your children, all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then they that gladly received his word, baptized, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What they heard impacted what they thought. What they thought impacted what they were willing to do. They said, what do we need to do based upon what we've heard? Because it has pricked our heart. They were baptized. 3,000 unshakables were added to the number. And I just want you to know, if we're going to live an unshakable life, faith is an absolute must. For without faith is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith is a steadfast trust conjoined with obedience. For James says, faith without works is dead. We live by faith. We are justified by faith. We walk by faith. We're saved by faith. We are victorious by faith. A crown of life awaits the faithful. It awaits the faithful. I know we had Unshakable Sunday last Sunday, but today is an unshakable Sunday. Monday ought to be unshakable Monday, unshakable Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day ought to be an unshakable day. Because we are those who have decided to live by faith. Become God's unshakables even in this present world. We might not take down Al Capone, but somewhere I read that we can take down some strongholds if we have enough faith. I may not know what will happen tomorrow at work or school, but whatever happens, I'm going to remain unshakable. I don't know all the outcomes of the decisions that will be made and choices that are made by our children, but we got to remain unshakable. I don't know who's going to win that Super Bowl. Don't you let, if your team loses, don't allow that to make you lose you. You remain unshakable. If you want to be a part of an unshakable team, the unshakables, it begins with what you hear. And I know that in religion, there are a lot of things being said and a lot of things that people are hearing that God did not say, nor is it in line with God's word. I've never read, never heard where you just believe in your heart and receive salvation. But that's some things that men are saying. And see, we got to be careful about what we hear, because what we hear determines what we think, and then that determines our actions. So whatever you hear in religion, you got to make sure that it is in harmony with God's word. Jesus said, whosoever therefore hears these sayings of mine and do them, I liken him to a wise man, built his house upon a rock. When the winds blew and the rains came, the floods beat upon that house, it stood because it was founded on a rock. But then he said, there'll be those who will hear my sayings, and they won't do them. He says, I liken him to a foolish man that builds his house upon the sands. And when those same rains and floods and winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell because it was founded upon the sand. Make sure whatever you do, you've heard what Jesus says. Jesus says, believe in him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus says to repent. Luke 13:3-5. I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I said, listen to what Jesus says. Jesus says, confess. Matthew 10:32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, he will also confess before my Father which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Who shall deny me before men, he will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And Jesus says, be baptized if you want to be saved. Mm-hmm. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Listen to Jesus and put your faith in him. Move based upon what he says. That's right. And not based upon what men will tell you. Mm-hmm. If you're here, you're a child of God, but haven't been living by faith, won't you change your direction and put your faith in what God says? And remain unshakable. You're here, you stand subject to the invitation. Won't you come as we stand and as we sing the song that has been selected?
Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? And dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood.